Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in this evening to the One Karma Parlor Literary Radio. Of course, you know, we host different authors and we actually interview different authors. And of course, tonight I am privileged to interview one of One Karma Publishing authors, which is Latasha Steen. She is actually going to be talking about her recently released novel, which is Circle of Betrayal, which was an amazing novel, a great depiction of writing art. So we're actually going to bring Latasha on the line so we can get to know a little bit more about this new author. Hi, Latasha. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us this evening. Of course, I have already, you know, let the listeners know that we're going to be talking about your recently released novel, Circle of Betrayal. Now, first, of course, I want them to kind of get to know who you are. So if you can just kind of explain a little bit about yourself, share who you are, where you're located in the U.S. and all of that. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Latasha, of course. I guess when you ask who I am, the first thing I would like to say is I am a mother, because that's always my first job. I'm located right now in Leesburg, Georgia. Georgia's originally my home, so I don't think I'll be going anywhere anytime soon, but I love it here. And trying to see exactly what it is so much. I have such a full plate right now, it's kind of hard to narrow it down. I guess on my extra time, I try to focus on my writing. That's my hobby, so that's what I do on my spare time. And other than that, I'm either being a mother or doing my day job.
I know, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I know there are a lot of writers and authors who are mothers first, and I definitely do respect that in writing. So let's, you know, going into that, of course, like you said, motherhood is your first line of duty. What actually led you into writing? What was it in your life that happened that allowed you to begin to start writing?
For me, I was the oldest of six kids, so that comes with a lot of responsibility. It wasn't really, I guess I was one of the, I call it the trial kid. My mom was young when she had me, so I guess we both learned along the way. So I started writing as a way to express myself, and doing poetry, I found out a way to open up and share parts of me that I guess I was kind of too shy to say at the time. So my first actual creative writing was after my grandmother passed when I was about 14. I entered a contest and I won, and I just kind of spunked up from there.
Wow, 14 is young to actually just leap out there and say, you know what, I'm going to submit my work to a contest and just see what happens. So you were probably what, eighth grade, freshman in high school? Somewhere along those lines?
Yes, I was eighth grade. I'll never forget it.
Oh, wow. Now, of course, you know I've read the story. It is one of my favorites. Because there was so much in the story, you have these group of friends. Was there anything in the story that you wish you would have put in there that you didn't?
I do wish I would have, I guess, included a little bit more about their past, their childhood, because it kind of defines on how they grew into the women they are in the story.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Okay, was there anything in the story aside from that you wish you didn't put in there that you did? Did you say, dang, I shouldn't have put that, I should have waited, or maybe that was too much information?
I think
something you felt uncomfortable about putting in.
I think I ran into that several times, which is what made me turn it into a trilogy. And it was just, I couldn't leave it where it was. That was more that had to be about the characters.
Now, I would have to agree with that. So I was excited to learn that you were going to, you know, pretty much open the door to, make it a trilogy and, you know, add to the story. Because the first one was, it was so intense, it did make you want more. So that was something that I was definitely excited about. Out of the group of characters that you had in the story, of course, aside from the main character, you know, there are many characters who definitely contributed to your story, but was, aside from the main character, was there any other characters in, you know, in the book that you actually liked, that was your favorite?
Okay, aside from the main characters, I guess my favorite, of course, was the main character. It was Summer. But aside from that, I would have to say it was actually Maria. She had a small part in that one, but you'll hear more from her in Circle of Betrayal too.
And that's interesting, because I find that when I'm interviewing authors that they do have something, they have a connection with the characters that you don't really expose that much. And then you find that they kind of open them up a little more in the, you know, in the other books, especially if it does become a series. So that's kind of interesting. Why did you leave Maria as such a mystery, or was that a character that you just became to learn as you were writing about her?
She was pretty much one of those I came to learn more about as I was writing about her. It was one of those things that kind of takes me back to when I say I wish I had done more with the Summer and Janine and Christie's past. She was so young in the story in book one, so I was like, okay, this is my chance to go ahead and I can, you know, take you through what they've been through to get to where they are. So book two would kind of just take you to the point where Janine, Summer, and Christie started in book one, and then book three was sum it all up together.
Okay, got you. Yeah, I think I definitely agree with you there. So one of the things that you can definitely admit about being a writer is that you can be just as creative as you want. So if there is a character, you have an opportunity to, you know, just actually just make her as big as you want her to be in any other story. So I think that's one of the privileges about being a writer, that how you can just evolve a character out of a book that seems so minimal in another book. So, yes, I definitely agree that does happen when you're writing, that, you know, those characters, just you see them much bigger than, you know, how they are in a story. So if you weren't writing, what would you be doing? What is actually something else that you'd be doing if writing, you know, didn't happen?
Oh, my goodness. I look at writing more as a hobby than like a job, so it's kind of hard to say, but I love arts and crafts. So I will probably find something that was in something that, you know, would be in that area some kind of way.
Okay, so going back to your writing, because another question just popped in my head. What would, out of your story, of course you do have some adult, you know, graphic contents in your story, which is fine. If anything other than, okay, the fact that this is a fictional story, what would be something that you did that you wanted your reader to grasp out of this story? What is it that you want them to learn from this story, or say, you know what, this was the point that I got when I read it? What would be, you know, something or some things that you would want your readers to say after they read it, or, you know, something that they grasp from it?
I think the biggest thing would be that, you know, whenever we're going through something, especially in a relationship, feel like, you know, it can't be, we're the only ones going through it. So these three women went through different, you know, points in their life, different things, but they were able to overcome it. So my message was kind of like, you know, we all go through things. We've all been played the fool before, I guess you would say, when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't just say that, you know, oh, you're a fool, that's you. We learn from our mistakes, we pick up, we keep going, and you can overcome it. And that's what these young ladies did in this story. You know, they all went through it. They had different things that held them down, you know, but they didn't stay down. They used it as a lesson to make them stronger, and they kept going.
Thank you so much, Latasha, for that. So why don't you go ahead and share with the listeners where your work can be purchased?
My work can be purchased at Amazon.com and also available on Barnes & Noble online. So it's available on Nook as well.
Okay, so you heard it here first. You guys, author Latasha Steen, make sure you go out and purchase her new work, which is called Circle of Betrayal. You have to get this novel so you can catch up, because as soon as you know it, the next one will be out, which I'm excited to hear and can't wait to read it. So thank you again for tuning in. Latasha, thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, our next interview will be at the at our One Karma Publishing Authors Banquet 2015, which is going to be in Alpharetta, Georgia. We do have vendor space available. We're going to have workshops. It's going to be a big deal, and I can't wait. It's going to be a Saturday full of just celebrating a year in literature. Thank you so much for listening. Miss Latasha Steen, good luck to you, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.